Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Elica third quarter and nine-month 2025 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on the telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giulio Cocchi, CEO of Elica. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for joining our call. Apologies for the small delay, so let's go straight to the agenda and the context to recover time. We will be focusing on the third quarter from many perspectives: industry trend, sales dynamics, financial review, and then we will give you, let's say, a brief description of the competition and overall dynamics our sector is living in the last 3 years, I would say, but with a focus on the moment and how Elica, as a group, is answering to this challenge. If we move to slide number 3, let's go directly to the highlights of the third quarter. It's the third quarter that we see an acceleration growth in our revenues. It means that we are doing the right things in the right geographies and business lines. We see a growth of 5 million, meaning a 6.3% organic, 5% if we consider the negative effect of the US dollar mainly. Positive dynamics, I said, in both of the divisions. So cooking division is growing at 4% thanks to brand sales growth in North America, but also Europe, and thanks also to a positive contribution of our 40% OEM business. Modern division grew 8% in the quarter, and in the same quarter of 2024, there was a growth, if I well remember, at the same rate, mainly thanks to market share gain and mainly thanks to the ventilation part of the modern business. Margins remain low, I would say, so 1.3% of revenues with a gap of 0.9 percentage points versus last year. But this is exactly what we were expecting, considering from a side the very high promotional environment in which we're playing. On the other side, the relevance of the investment, and we will discuss them later on in the presentation, that we are placing in North America to enhance our distribution project, but also in Europe to push on the new range distribution to make our love more and more visible, to play together with our trade partners in terms of enforcing their displays, building up new activities and visibility for their shops, together with empowering our new entity in Holland, in the Netherlands, and opening new sales offices in Germany. Now, we are trying to cover, even if it costs a lot, I would say, also in this specific moment in time of our industry, all the relevant geographies that we believe have opportunity for us to go. We are doing this with a solid debt profile, so without waking up every morning thinking, "How do we pay back the debt?" Leverage are strongly below covenant, and the variance that we see versus the same period of last year is mainly built of two things. First of all, the relevant share buyback that we did between the last quarter of 2024 and today. Today, we reach the level of 7% of treasury shares and 4 million cash out that are related to, I would say, strategic projects. So the partnership with Thiel, the turnaround, the second turnaround of our presence in China, and the new motor plant lease back in the first part of this year. If we move to the following slide, this is just a trend slide. The comment I would say is that we are seeing growth since I would say quarters. Now, it's a growth we will see later on in the presentation made of new building blocks. Whatever we do, whatever we are putting in place, now that adds up on top of our traditional business is generating revenue. It's not yet second line generating margins, but we know because this is the investment side of the story. Now, so we are putting costs and things in place in order to generate future growth with correspondent margin growth. Stefania.
Good afternoon to everybody. Going forward to the part related to the industry trend. Slide number six. Here we are the market relating to the European market for kitchen hoods for the first part that is still a weak market. Substantially is a market flat if you're considering the first 9 months. But with a weak market for what is concerning the West Europe, where we are present for the major part of our volume. For some example, we can refer to Italy, where the market now is -6%, France -4%, and Germany -3%. If you look at the part related to the aspiration hubs, continues the progression versus the last year. The first 9 months is +14%, but this growth is driven mainly by the switch and the shift between the induction hubs versus the aspiration hubs, but also is driven by the promotional activity that all the producers are doing in this category. But taking consideration that we are speaking about very small market, 0.5 million of units, that it means a growth by quarter for 14,000 of units. And as I said, if you go to the next slide, the promotional scenario has not changed versus the last 2 years. Here you have the kitchen hoods, but also the aspiration hubs, where the line of the decline of the average price is more intensive than the kitchen hoods. Changing the geographic area, we go into the American market, where we see, according to the data that we got from AHAM, the market is still negative. Cooking market in the first and also in the second and third quarter is still negative. The same for the ventilation the last quarter, and this means that the market is still driven by the replacement, not by the real estate. In fact, if you look at some other categories that are more related to the replacement of the domestic appliances like washing or laundry, they are recording a slightly improvement versus the last year. Moving to the sector of motor, here you have the data relating to the last quarter, and as you can see, the scenarios in this case, the market has not changed. It's related to the gas boiler that the second quarter of the current year is still recorded the -14% compared to the quarter that was a very poor quarter. But by the way, if you're going to the next slide, slide number 10, we are seeing some slight signal from the heat pump category. That is the category that is recorded a very aggressive drop of the market. In the first half of the year, we saw a +9%. That is a small signal considering that the drop that this category recording during the last 2 years. But by the way, it could be an opportunity for the future, even if it is too early to understand if it is a trend or if it is some specific trend for this quarter. Moving forward to the sales dynamic for our group, slide number 12, there is an acceleration this quarter in terms of progression versus the last year, +5.1% compared to the last year, out of which 6.3 1% is organic growth, 1.3% is a loss related to the exchange rate, mainly to the US dollar. Going to the next slide, number 13, here you have, as you can see, in this quarter, both divisions are very positive compared to the last year. Motor +8% in the nine months. Our growth versus the last year is plus around 5%. In cooking division, 5.8% compared to the last year, organic, and year to date, the nine months is 2.3%. Going forward to the performance in sales for the cooking division by region, we recorded for all our region a positive trend. Very strong the growth in America, 8.7% compared to the last year, and that without the exchange rate is +15%. Thank you all the activity that we are doing in this market. But also the MEA come back to became positive during the current quarter, +2% compared to the last year. In Asia, thanks to the performance of our joint venture, Variafine, is +16%. Thank you also to the introduction of a new product. In terms of performance between channel, the Yoann brand is +4%, but if you look organic, it's +6%. The part of UM is mainly relating this growth to the America, so +6% without the effect of US dollar. And also, our brand is +5.7%, thank you to the introduction and the performance of our product that we will see later on in a specific slide. That I leave the stage to Giulio.
So this is a slide that we presented also last time, but we wanted to give an update also on a dynamic perspective. Now, in this so far, so in the nine months, what we see, the dynamics of our growth are represented in the top part of the slide, no? I would say that all of our growth is coming in the cooking division on thanks to the new cooking and built-in range. Now, this covers all the geographies, but what we are seeing is that this growth is made of 6.5 million more than the previous year, coming from induction ovens, LOVE, range cookers, wine coolers, and the other products that we are selling in Europe, of course, and in North America, mainly. Another positive signal coming from this slide is the +0.7 that all happened in the quarter three of aspiration ovens. We have introduced new range, de-specified in order to be more aggressive on costs and consequently on pricing. We have repositioned because it was the right thing to do, some of our product offer, mainly in France, in Italy, and in Germany, in order to fight against our competitors, and we started back to grow also in the aspiration oven segment. The takeaway of this slide, for us, means that the direction of becoming a brand cooking company is the right one. The -3 million in Cookerouts is mainly, I would say, only dependent on the market size that is shrinking and shrinking year after year. What we are saying is that of, so far in nine months, 10.6 million euros revenues are coming from the new products. It means almost 7% of our total cooking sales. The ratio that we are seeing year after year is doubling, no? So, the expectations that we have in this transformation, despite the cost of this transformation, especially in this specific moment, are very high. If you move to the following slide, we concentrate on the cost of this transformation. That is a cost of empowering our distribution, of visibility, of supporting our customers in selling, promoting, understanding, and serving our products. That is a cost of advertising, that is a cost of media presence, that is a cost of doing something that also empower our brand, which is close to us, now also for the tradition of our company. So it's a full concept that we are working on the right side in Europe, not new offices, showroom in Germany, but also in the Netherlands. Eliga Club, so a fidelity program, for which we support and engage our customers. Television with Alessandro Borghese, the partnership with the Cairo RCS Media, that covers television, media, newspaper, traditional newspapers, but also new way of approaching our potential consumers that will be online, visible, basically from these days up to the end of November. On the other side, in North America, very strong presence on the social media, because that's the way to enter in the distribution and to approach the final consumer, but also a new showroom in San Francisco, which is an area that is important for us in terms of visibility, in terms of design expectation, where we know that an Italian brand or Italian brands, because now there is also still in the loop, are very strong and need to be more visible in order to be more interesting for our customers. Of course, this is an investment, which is difficult to measure in terms of returns, but we know that is the right thing to do. And we are seeing that something is moving also in our sales and will be moving also in our financials.
Exactly. In fact, going to our financial slide number 20, in terms of top line, we have already commented all the performance. In terms of profitability, we are aligned with our expectation. We are aligned with the level of the investment that just we explaining where we, our investment are have been executed. EBITDA versus the last year, it's around 100 basis points behind, and the same also for the adjusted EBIT. If you go below this part of the P&L, the part related to the group net profit could not be compared versus the last year, because there was the positive effect of the India's divestiture for 6.4 million. But in term, so if you go up in term of financial items, we are aligned with the last year. In terms of net profit, is a loss of 1.2 million. That is, by the way, better of what we record in the second quarter. In terms of net financial position, our net financial position is 57 million of debt. That compared to the previous year is 10 million more, but 5 million coming from the opening balance related to the treasury share, both during the last part of the year. 4 million are related to the cash out of strategic projects, out of which 1.3 million for the payment of the first tranche of the signing for the deal of Steel. 1 million is related to the stake of the share that we bought from Fuji in order to make in place our project in China to transform the China in a sourcing strategic hub that we and restruct the model distribution of this area that we allow us to recover part of the profitability for the next year. And 1.4 million is related to the down payment, early down payment that we did for the lease agreement of our Poland Motor Division Factoring. On top of this, during the current quarter, we also had the cash out for 1.1 million of a tax dispute related to the 2015 and 2016 innovation tax credit. So we paid to the tax authority to close this dispute, but it will be offset during the 2026 by new innovation tax credit that are in the current moment under certification. By the way, our net financial position is strongly supported by our performance in terms of net working capital. As you can see, our CapEx are under control, 2.5 million less versus the last year. Also our inventory trend, despite June, we recorded an increase versus June on the current year, despite we increased our inventory of 5 million in the current quarter, we keep it at the same level. We are working to reduce the stock as usual by the year-end in order to support the improvement for our net financial position. I leave the stage to Giulio for the closing remarks.
Very briefly before moving to the last part of the presentation. Takeaways of this first nine months is that the dynamics are the right one, despite it's very difficult to see what's next in terms of demand, in terms of forecast reliability. Now, we see, but for sure there is a relevant increase in contribution of the new cooking range and a relevant increase in contribution of the new sales offices that we have opened in America and in Europe. Next week, hopefully, we will be closing the deal with ZEAL. Also from signing, we will move to the fact that we will be owning the 28% of their shares. The project work has already started, you know, because their products, their expertise, to have them in our entities in the U.S. is too much important. We are already working on a product range that will cover all the gaps that we need in order to be more successful and moreover, more fast in our growth perspective in the U.S. We know that margins are under pressure, despite sales are back to growth, but we know also that this is the right moment to push on this direction, because sooner or later, the real demand, let's say, will stabilize. Also we will have more opportunities that we had when all of this project started. If we look to the preliminary expectations, as I mentioned, we do not expect the overall environment to change. Pricing will be still under pressure. Promo will carry over in the incoming quarter, and uncertainty and consumer confidence will stay low. In this environment, we foresee a more positive revenue forecast. We expect our revenues to close the year between 455 million and 460 million, including also the fact that we are not selling any more Elica and moreover, Putty in China. We expect on the other side an operating margin remaining more or less in line with what we're doing now. Now, we have an investment and acceleration plan in terms of communication in the last part of the year, and we want to close the year with all the majority of the things that we have to do in terms to have the proper distribution, visibility, promotion, trade marketing activities, referring our brand in Europe in place. From a net financial position side, as Stefania mentioned, we expect a relevant improvement in the last quarter because we know that quarter three pays, in any case, seasonality, so factory closed in August and products to be ready to be shipped between September and the beginning of October. On the other side, we have an important flexibility from a manufacturing perspective in Mexico as well as in Poland, as well as in the same Italian factory. We know that we can manage our production, of course, serving our customers as first priorities, but also taking care of our financials. If we now move to the last part of the presentation, competitive dynamics, what we want to share is the business environment and our answer. I'll try to be very, very fast in this, but what we see now is let's say, major domestic appliances market, where in Europe we see a demand that is at the lowest levels in 10 years. There are not enough volumes for all the players. The price erosion is continuing. We are seeing promotional activities, ovens with 40% discounts also on Instagram, also on TikTok, which is, I would say, a new channel, especially for built-in segment. So, and everybody is foreseeing a long, hard road out of this situation. Last week, BSH announced the closure of the their factory in Bretten, which is an historical factory, not for costing or only for costing purposes, but because they see a very slow development in terms of volumes. So they have too much production capacity, and production capacity unused costs. In terms of competition dynamics, there are two one main element to consider. That is Eastern competitors in Europe, but not only Europe, also in the US, despite tariffs and things of this kind. Now, in terms of units coming from China and also Turkey, 10 years ago were representing the 20% of European units sold every month. Now we are in the region of 45. No? And I would say that in Europe, this 2x happened in the last 6 years, thanks to consolidation mainly. And this is a challenge from two sides for finished products, because it means a low cost, very aggressive offer, but also for the components, because a Chinese finished good brand wants Chinese components. No? So also who produce components in Europe is under attack. On the other side, there is an important cost gap between East and West, which is not anymore only labor cost. No, it's steel, it's commodities. No, it's also the cost of inflation, where China is in a kind of zero inflation, if not deflation, since the last 5 years. So this gap is increasing. This creates a pressure in terms of competitiveness, in terms of aggressiveness, commercial aggressiveness, of course, is an additional threat for European companies. If I look to my sector, I see that the priority is always made of two sides, restructuring and debt control. No. All of the big names are basically talking about this since quarter. And this creates the following three main dynamics. First of all, ramp of volumes. No, so there are not enough volumes for all the players. Second, the focus is today for today. So innovation comes as a second choice. No, our customers, if I look at our motor division, if I look also at our OEM business, want the discounts today, don't want the innovation for tomorrow, because today is a matter of surviving. And this makes them more focused on lowering inventories than on imagining sales growth and consequently an aggressive forecast. The forecast quality that we see now is, of a very scarce quality. Everybody is afraid to book units for December. This is also why we are being so prudent in our predictions. What is Elica doing, no, as a group? We are doing, a different kind of game. No? If there are not enough volumes, let's create a new opportunity. No, we have discussed many times what we are doing in the North America. So, Northeast, Southeast appliances, Canada. This, in the last couple of years, brought relevant growth because we were not present directly in that dimension. And same we are doing in Europe. Small operations, the acquisition of Netherlands, if I will remember, it's something of 300,000 euros. No, but this is having our people boots on the ground in the market that defined Netherlands people are not that many. It's the second one for Aspiration Ob in Europe. And after Netherlands, new showroom and sales office in Germany. We have moved all of our organization in the so-called Kuchenmeile. No, that is a kind of market region of Germany. All, a big part of the kitchen makers are in there. So our customers are close to our showroom and our sales force is close to our customers. This is important. And we are not going to stop. There are other dimensions where within this and the first part of this next year, we want, again, to put our boots on the ground. The same, no, if we look to platform reduction, innovation, is our approach for the I would say, whole cooking division. So the more products we have with the current distribution, the more opportunity of growth we have. We have seen in the first 9 months what's happening with cooking, but we are playing the same game also in Japan, where we have introduced a new super premium dishwasher and a new super premium aspiration hob for professional use. Same, of course, what we did recently with steel, looking to North America, but looking also to the opportunity that this will create in Europe. And same is what we are doing in the other division, motor. Let's see, because we are sure, our technology, our competencies applied to other channels, to other sectors. So HVAC, agriculture, data center refrigeration, commercial refrigeration, but also mechanical ventilation within the building, as well as the heat pumps, but let's say boilers with an heat pump system. These are not wishes. These are ongoing projects. Of course, developing a project in a motor division is different than imagining, building up a new product and then placing on the market. It's a co-development process that goes for at least a couple of years. No, but for all of these features, there is a customer that is working together with us to see if our solution may be applicable for them. Last but not least, fortunately, we are not waking up every morning thinking to how to pay the next debt rate. No, so the leverage is under control, the production is flexible, and this allows us to control our net working capital. So we see also space for operations like we did with steel. So financially sustainable, strategically more important. No, this again is something that the whole organization is working. We see, because in this moment, and I would say in the next years, we see opportunity of growth and finally to enforce our profitability, playing in new sectors, opening new markets, introducing new products in an organization that is and will remain exactly as it is. We don't need a more salesman to sell 100,000 hops more. So, change for the better, which is a positive message, because to survive in this sector, you need to be strongly optimistic. Despite the industries under pressure, we believe we have a strategy that is focused on novelties, on new building blocks, product range, control distribution, channels and geo, and we have also a debt profile that allow us to invest on ourselves in order to make these things happen and transform them into growth and into margins. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Emanuele Negri of Mediobanca. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for the presentation and for taking my question. I have a couple. The first one is on North America, which posted kind of 15% organic growth in the third quarter. Could you please give us an idea of the breakdown between volumes and pricing of this growth, also considering the tariff scenario in the U.S.? And the second one is on the new products. You mentioned that the bulk of growth in the last few quarters came from new products. Which kind of profitability does these kind of new products have compared to more, let's say, traditional products in the cooking division? Thanks.
Thanks for the question, Emanuele. In U.S., I would say it's mainly volume. No, it's mainly volume because we didn't touch our pricing, considering that from what is coming from Mexico, no, we are not suffering at the state of the art any effects on the tariffs. No, we know that next year in June there will be some discussion because the USMCA ends up in July 2026. And we are ready also to play with pricing, but so far we didn't have any kind of pressure, and we used also this advantage in order to be more aggressive and more competitive. The marginality that we get from the North America premium cooking sector, so the one where we are the main player, is very high. No, I would say it's at least 30-40% higher than we get in Europe, because Elica in the US is placed as a premium brand, premium, I mean. For a big part of this growth also come from the new products, no? So Ilve range cookers that we distribute in Southeast, but also still that we were already distributing in Canada, partially in Southeast, where they are already growing their share, and in Northeast, as we have implemented our organization since April this year. No, so I would say that mainly is volume, and this volume is made of new products for what concerns all the, let's say, freestanding range cookers kitchen that we have started to push. The second question was, I think
was relating to the margin. So.
Alright, it's very difficult to estimate the margin effect of the new products in Europe. Now, why? Because we are basically investing even more than these products are delivering us. No, so there are two ranges. Induction ovens, so not aspiration, but induction ovens that we produce ourselves in our Poland factory. No, they are growing very well, and the marginality is in line with the kind of marginality that we get from our, let's say, cookeroots business. No? So, positive. Ovens, they are growing more slowly because the competition is very hard in that specific segment, and it's a product that we have designed together with Ilve, but they are producing. So for sure here the pressure is more, and the marginality, in order to have a product placement and positioning that is correct, is lower. Love is very profitable, but in this moment I am not seeing that profitability, because my task is to go around Europe and be sure that every shop has at least one love to show to the final consumer. No, so in this phase, I would say that what we are doing a regime, like the hubs are absolutely in line, if not better, of our current product offer. The others are for a reason or another, but mainly because we are pushing them still less, a lower contribution, if not a negative contribution to the overall industrial margin. I don't know if this covers your question.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. For any further question, please press star and one on your telephone. Management, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, it means that we have
is a follow-up from Emanuele Negri. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, just if you have time, just one follow-up on Poland. Which kind of production capacity are you using right now in Poland, and how much spare capacity you have in case the volumes are ramping up, because I think that this will somehow bring some relevant benefit to margins.
Yeah, sure. In Poland, in this moment, we have, I would say, 65-70% of used production capacity. You know, the other way around, we have a 30-35% of free production capacity in Poland, as well as in Mexico, as well as also in Italy, you know, where after the reorganization, we are producing a normal shift, but without playing on additional shift. And also in our motor division, to move on the other side, the production capacity free is on the same ratio. So potentially when the market starts back, or if we see positive signals coming from our progressive taking charge of the distribution, we can grow without any kind of relevant investment.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
There are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay. So, thanks for joining the call. Thank you. Bye-bye.